You're now listening to the Fantasy Filler Podcast, where we put you in the driver's seat every week, all year long. In the NASCAR racing world, from top news stories, latest results, and best fantasy lineups, we'll have you up to speed and out in front before the drop of the green flag. So let's dive in with our host, Vanilla Wafers.
The Truck Series makes a return after being off last week. They do not race at Phoenix Raceway. However, they do come back for Atlanta Motor Speedway, the second Super Speedway race of the season. And let me tell you, this one had a lot of action-packed moments. From drivers we don't usually see near the front being able to dominate, some Xfinity Series drivers went down to the Truck Series. Some of them permanent, some of them just for this race. And we're going to be talking about all the ups and downs and all arounds, as well as the final results here in today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. The third race of the Craftsman Truck Series 2023 season is now in the books as they made the return here to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Very, very interesting situation for a lot of these truck drivers, as once again, qualifying and practice was rained out for the Truck Series. So the only experience they got was out there on the racetrack, and it made for some very interesting racing. I mean, there were some drivers here who are making their debut in the Truck Series this season. So for them to come to a racetrack that is super unique, not comparable to any other racetrack, you can't even compare it to Talladega or Daytona, was definitely a hard feat for quite a few of them. However, it looks like for the most part, it was a fairly decent race. We had a total of 25 trucks make it on the lead lap, and only a few of them wrecked out in this event. So I'd say overall, it was a really good showing here in the Craftsman Truck Series. Had a total of 11 cautions for 58 laps and 17 lead changes amongst 9 different drivers. We were able to get a first-time winner here in this race, so we are going to cover that, as well as some drivers who really impressed us here this weekend, and some drivers who kind of let us down. And I'm not going to lie, there's a few drivers that we were kind of shocked on where they finished or how they performed overall here in this race. So without further ado, why don't we dive into the final results and the biggest takeaways. Here's the race results for the Freight 208 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Alright, so as mentioned earlier, there was no practice or qualifying. Luckily, only 36 trucks were on the entry list, meaning everyone was able to race in the main event. The worst thing is for one of these small teams to come to the racetrack and weather, not even give them an opportunity to try to qualify into the event. Luckily, we did not have to deal with that here in this race. The driver who was able to collect the victory for the third race of the Craftsman Truck Series 2023 season has been a driver who has raced for Kyle Busch Motorsports, Thor Sport Racing, and now for this year, he moves on over to McAnally Racing in the number 19 truck. Of course, I'm talking about Christian Eckes, gets his second victory here in the Craftsman Truck Series. He's had himself a phenomenal start to the season, and he just got his victory in the third race, which means he locks himself into the playoffs. Very excited for this team and very excited for this driver. You know, this team has been trying to make it into the playoffs for quite a few years, and they've always been just like right there. Derek Cross was their main driver the last couple of years, and it felt like he was always that one position outside of the playoffs, missed it by just ever so slightly. And that had to be devastating for this team. Now they get a driver who I was very surprised they let go from Thor Sport Racing to run their car, or excuse me, truck full time. And look at this, a third place finish at Daytona, led the most laps, was able to finish sixth at Las Vegas. And now this victory where he led 35 laps and won a stage. Yeah, things are looking really good for this team, and they are a force to be reckoned with, which is something I really appreciate. I always appreciate these mid-truck teams being able to compete against the big dogs. McAnally Racing was always that one that, maybe they can make it in, but now you got Christian Eckes in this truck. Oh boy, they are going to be really good here this year. Some drivers who were very close to getting the victory, who were top contenders here in this race, we got to give a shout out to the driver who finished second, Nick Sanchez. The rookie came this close to winning the race. He led 11 laps. He was right there near the end. He was caught up in an incident earlier in the race, was able to recover and be a contender here near the end. I will be very surprised if Nick Sanchez is not able to collect a victory here in the 23 season. I know everyone talked about Carson Hocifar. I myself kept saying he's going to get his win. He's going to get his win. It just hasn't happened. No, Nick Sanchez, he's been a contender for almost every single race. He's definitely going to get his win here very, very soon. Las Vegas, I think what happened was he smacked into the wall. I was there at that race, so the fact that I can't 100% remember is kind of embarrassing. But I do believe that's what happened. Came out of the exit, hit the wall, and then he was no longer competitive. Here in this race, ran into some problems here and there. Like I said earlier, he was caught up in an incident. He didn't really get a lot of damage, but it did put them at a disadvantage near the middle of the race, but he was able to climb back, and he was leading going into the back straightaway and into turns 3 and 4, and then Christian Eckes, with the push of a lifetime, was able to get around him and win the race. So close for Nick Sanchez, but there's definitely a lot of potential for last year's ARCA Series champion. I'm very, very intrigued to see what he can do this year with Rev Racing and that number 2 truck. They have an alliance with Kyle Busch Motorsports, so you already know they have really good equipment, but they also have a really good driver behind that wheel. Nick Sanchez came ever so close, but I will not be surprised if he ends up in victory lane here this year. The one that lead the most laps was in third place, the number 17 of John Hunter Nemechek. John Hunter Nemechek's always done good in the truck series. He's running a few races here for the number 17 team for Tricon Garage. I keep wanting to say David Gillen Racing, but no, it's Tricon Garage. And this is exactly what we expected out of John Hunter Nemechek, you know, being a front runner, running really good in the race, led it a bunch of times, just wasn't able to get past the two trucks in front of him there near the end. I would say a top three is a phenomenal finish for the 17 truck, but after everything that happened at Tricon Garage here in this race, they needed that victory by at least one of their trucks. We will talk about the other four drivers for that team because they had everything happen to them. Yes, you had John Hunter Nemechek lead the most laps, but all the other trucks finished 24th or worse. We will talk about that in just a second. Let's get through the rest of the top 10. Then we have the number 41 of Bailey Curry. Bailey Curry was just in the news. He lost his ride with JD Motorsports in the Xfinity Series. Nice Motorsports picks him up for, at the very least, this race. I don't know what the contract is for these guys, if it's going to be a full-time ride or maybe, just maybe, it will just be a couple races here and there or one-off. I don't know. But Bailey Curry had himself a very impressive run there near the end of this number 41 truck, running around the top 5 throughout the second half. That is exactly what he needed. He needed a jump in the right direction. I mean, getting letting go from a team is always the most heartbreaking. And for him to be able to be this competitive throughout this entire race, I hope that gives him an opportunity, and hopefully he can stay with Nice Motorsports. Because, yes, they have Carson Hocifar, but they really need another good driver there in their organization. I know they have Ross Chastain races with them from time to time, but I really think they need another full-time driver. Now, currently, he is still set for the points in the Xfinity Series, so not 100% sure, but hey, if he wants to run the truck series after this amazing performance, maybe Nice Motorsports will give him a chance. Round out the top 5, we have the number 99 of Ben Rhodes, led 3 laps. Very consistent run. This is exactly what we expect out of Ben Rhodes, being a contender there near the end. Unfortunately, he couldn't get the right push to be up front, but still a really good run for him in Thor Sport Racing. Matt DiBenedetto in the number 25 truck finishes 6th in this race. Based on his win last year and also his performance in the Cup Series when it came to Super Speedway races, not a surprise here that he was running in the top 10. However, also look at the last race we had here in the Truck Series. Remember, they skipped Phoenix, but at Las Vegas, he was pretty competitive there. So maybe this 25 truck team is starting to make steps in the right direction. And to be honest with you, I know a lot of people miss Matt DiBenedetto up in the Cup Series. I think he's an amazing Truck Series driver. I think the Truck Series needs someone like a Matt DiBenedetto to stay here for the next couple of years. Be able to bring this small truck team and be one of the top performers to be a single truck team would be phenomenal. And right now, they said they are still looking for funding throughout the rest of the year. I really, really hope they get it because they have definitely found something this year. I think last year was definitely them trying to figure things out because if you remember the year before, they had multiple sub-in drivers. I think at first they have like Timothy Peters, I think. Don't quote me on that. I know they also had Josh Berry, William Byron even ran a race, but they wanted a full-time driver. Then they get Matt DiBenedetto after a situation happens where Matt DiBenedetto loses his ride with Wood Brothers Racing. Some rough finishes, but near the end, they were starting to figure things out. Now you're here in 2023 and three good races for this team. I'm really hoping that they're able to find the funding, and hopefully Matt DiBenedetto stays with this team, because I think you need another small truck team to start running up here. McAnally Racing was able to get their victory, and I don't think it will be long before Matt DiBenedetto can get a victory at either Talladega, maybe one of the Daytona races, I'm not sure, but they are making steps in the right direction. Rest of the top 10, let's cover them real quickly. Chase Purdy in the number 4 for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Step in the right direction for him. He still needs some better finishes, in my personal opinion. Number 56 of Timmy Hill. The smallest truck team here to finish in the top 10. Great finish for them. They stayed out of trouble. They kept their nose clean, and they got gifted for it dearly. Great job for Timmy Hill and that team. I've seen how much hands-on Timmy Hill is with his own team. He is the one setting up the pit box. He is the one running around the hauler. It's basically almost a one-man show. And for him to finish in the top 10, that is so great. And with sponsorship there on the truck, unit storage, I'm pretty sure they're very happy with the finish they got. So hopefully this gives them an opportunity to get some even more funding throughout the year. I don't think they're struggling financially, but still, any bit of good finishes when you have sponsorship on the truck is always a big deal. Matt Crafton, able to win his first stage since 2020. Good for him, led 29 laps. It's great to see Matt Crafton, one of the longtime veterans here of the truck series, run really well. Fortunately, was not there when it mattered the most, but still, a top 10 finish, you can't argue with that. And then round at the top 10, the number 51 of Jack Wood. A lot of people were very concerned with Jack Wood here being in the 51 truck. Actually, a lot of people were scratching their heads like, why him? Why are we having him? He struggled so bad in that 24 truck last year. Well, he definitely showed why they wanted to pick him up. He had himself a really good performance here in this race. Just a very, very bizarre incident when he was finally able to take the lead. He takes the lead and then spins out in the lead. Luckily, he got no damage. He was able to climb back and he was able to finish 10th. But still, absolutely crazy right there. And those were the top 10 here from this truck race. So those drivers definitely had themselves a good performance. Which drivers struggled in this race? Well, I was going to talk about Tricon Garage, so let's talk about them first. This team had so much bad luck. They have 5 trucks running in this race. We talked about the number 17 of John Hunter Nemechek, then the number 15 of Tanner Gray. You also have the number 1 of Lane Riggs, the number 5 of Dean Thompson, and the number 11 of Corey Heim. Corey Heim has the most unfortunate situation happen to him. Corey Heim finished 34th in this race out due to an accident. What happened was he went down pit road, makes contact exiting out of pit road, has to stop, and then he has to start at the back of the field. Luckily, the way the racing was going, he was able to get on the inside line, start in the top 10, and then the number 2 of Nick Sanchez looks like he misses a gear or something, and the number 11 runs into the back of him. His day is done. Just an unfortunate situation. There was nothing really Corey Heim could have done. I know maybe people are saying, well, he should have paid more attention. I mean, you expect that truck in front of you to get going. You really do every single time. That just wasn't the case. And unfortunately for him, it ended his day early in a situation where he shouldn't have been a part of it. Dean Thompson in the number 5, unfortunately hit the wall there near the end of the race. Just really wasn't a contender throughout the race, running around mostly in the top 15. So they at least wanted to try to get a top 10. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. They wreck out. Lane Riggs and Tanner Gray get into each other in the middle of the race. Definitely a bad situation. Again, teammates running into each other. Once again, that is just, there's just nothing else really to say. It's just, how are these teammates being the ones that are wrecking each other? This was the first caution of the race. They were finally starting to go side by side. Lane Riggs tries to get on the inside, tries to get back in line. Unfortunately, Tanner Gray is right there. Bam, they both wreck. The number 15 truck was able to get back on the lead lap, finished 24th, but Lane Riggs was never able to recover his lap, so he finishes 28th in this race. I'm hoping that Lane Riggs gets another opportunity sometime here this year. If you guys don't know who Lane Riggs is, that is Scott Riggs' son. He raced a couple races last year in the number 62 truck for Hallmar Racing. That's the same team with Stuart Friesen, and he put up some really good results. And this one... Yes, it's kind of his fault, but at the same time, it's one of those things where that's just a racing deal, and hopefully they don't see that and be like, that's it, we're not getting him another chance. I think he deserves another chance here with Tricon Racing if he runs in that number one truck once again. I see the potential, and he was running really good in that race before that incident, so just a bummer that it ended like that for him super early in the race. Another driver who kind of really surprised me on how rough they performed here in this race is the number 13 of Haley Deegan. Hey, yes, Haley Deegan was able to finish 12th. They finally get themselves a good finish, but I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm a huge Haley Deegan fan. Like, don't get me wrong. I really do like Haley Deegan. But throughout this race, we saw Thor Sports with Ben Rhodes, Ty Majeski, and Matt Crafton all running at some points 1, 2, and 3 and being contenders for the victory. While they were running 1, 2, 3, she was barely inside the top 20, and it seemed like that's all she could really do was run around in the top 20 or 15th. Now, last year with Tricon Garage, back then it was known as David Gillen Racing, a lot of people were saying, well, maybe they don't have the strongest equipment. They're not really running at the same level. Yes, you have people like Ryan Preece being able to get good finishes here and there, but that comes few and far in between. Well, now we know that she's with a championship-driven team and still struggling to try to get into the top 10. So I'm really, really nervous right now. Maybe this was just not a good racetrack for her. I don't know, but it's been a rough start to the season. We want to see a good finish out of her. And unfortunately, a top 20 finish is not going to cut it for us here at Thor Sports. Hell, I don't even think top 15 or maybe even top 10 finishes. She needs to start finishing in the top 5 here soon. The trucks definitely have the performance to do it. And for her to not run around the top 10 at all in this race was definitely a huge bummer, to say the least. Another driver who struggled, but it could have been due mostly to mechanical issues, was the rookie Daniel Dye. I expected a way better run from him. You see Nick Sanchez competing for the victory, and Daniel Dye just trying to stay on the lead lap. I think they ran into some mechanical problems. They start running into mechanical problems early in the race, and he's had a bad start too. I watched the Vegas race. It was an abysmal run for him. Daytona not really standing out too much to me either as far as performance went, so hopefully they can start figuring out things. I mean, that's a top-tier team as well, GMS Racing. You can't really say that they're a team that doesn't really run up front. I mean, Sheldon Creed was able to win a championship with them just a couple years ago. So, bad performance by Daniel Dye, bad performance by Haley Deegan. They were still able to finish in the top 17, but so was Ogata in the number 46 truck, and he was involved in an incident. He just stayed out of trouble there near the end. So I'm not going to be too impressed with a top 10 finish. I'll give a shout out to Haley Deegan as well as Daniel Dye for being able to stay out of trouble there near the end. At least they were able to get right there into that spot. But it's not really a spot where it's just like, yep, that was a phenomenal run for them. Great performance. Just really wasn't. As far as the racing went, it actually went really well. I really did enjoy this race. It wasn't an absolute wreck fest. Yes, you had a bunch of cautions. There was 58 laps worth of cautions, which is just below, I believe, 40%. So a lot of times running around in yellow can get a little boring, but it wasn't like these guys were wrecking left and right. You only had like a one truck incident. Maybe at most you had like a three truck incident. I'm not going to be too upset about that. I really am not. I mean, you know, this is definitely a developmental series. And for them to run as good as they did at a super speedway, where there's not really that much room for mistakes compared to Daytona or Talladega, they ran a really good race. When you can have almost about 80% of the field be there at the end of the race, I think is very important. Usually for super speedways, we're hoping that 50% is there. So 80% good performance by these guys, not to make it an absolute wreck fest. Sometimes people worry about that from the truck series. We didn't get it here at Atlanta, so really good for them. The coverage of the race was all right. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular. The commentary, I like Jamie Little. I really do. And I think it's an absolute huge accomplishment that they're having her up there in the booth as the head announcer. That is awesome. I'm really happy for that. But let's be honest, she's no Mike Joy. She's no Rick Allen, Adam Alexander. She's not at the same level as them. She's really trying to figure it out. I think I prefer her a little bit more than Vince Welts, but she's definitely, I don't think, the one that can be control the race, especially there at the end. She kind of stopped announcing and then got into it. Like, I think at the finish, she was just like, "And they're wrecking. Christian Eckes wins." I don't know. That kind of kills a finish of a race. If you don't believe me, just watch David Gillen's first Xfinity Series win. That was absolutely destroyed. I think they say David Ruderman wins at Kentucky at first, but then he stops himself midway and says, Gillen! And it's like, oh, well, that just killed all the hype. I think she just needs more time up there. I think she can actually provide a really good performance up there in the announcer's booth. I mean, there's a reason why they're trusting her right now. So just give her time. Overall, it was a pretty decent race. I do appreciate them at the new Atlanta racetrack. I just wish there was probably a little bit more action there in the middle part of the race. It just looked like the high line just dominated and was just single pack racing. But I would definitely go back and watch the highlights because there near the end, it was a very exciting race. And even at the stage finishes, it wasn't a wreck fest. It was actually really good battling to the very end. So good job for the Craftsman Truck Series here in the third race of the 2023 season. That will conclude the final results for the Truck Series race. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be posting the Xfinity Series final results and biggest takeaways here in either just a couple of hours or the first thing in the morning, because trust me, there's a lot to talk about in that race. More specifically, Josh Williams. If you have not watched the Xfinity Series race, you are in for a treat because, my goodness, there was a lot of chaos that happened from beginning to end. That won't be a lot of fun to talk about. And the Cup Series race just wrapped up for me doing this recording, and I definitely have a lot of takeaways there, so that will be a lot of fun. So three episodes coming in within the next 24, 48 hours, so definitely keep track of that. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so on YouTube, TikTok, or Twitter. Just look up Vanilla Wafers. I will pop up for all three of them. All of it NASCAR related, but we're going to wrap up things there. I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers. I have been able to lead you to the front of the field, so why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.